Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's November 7th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Fillion, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how you doing this week?
Pretty good, you?
I can't complain. It's been a fairly good week for gaming, so.
Oh, yes, it has.
It's nice to see you getting out there and playing some games, get some Company of Iron going on.
Oh, yes, I'm enjoying it quite a lot.
That's good. I said it's been a good week for gaming. I didn't mean for me. Just I meant kind of in general.
Yeah, for the
because me, my gaming has been terrible this week. Yeah. My gaming this last week has been horrible, and it's not likely to change anytime soon. It seems. So, oh well, it's more time for painting. Since apparently I have to go to a team championship and paint an army for that. So there we go.
Or two? Don't you have to paint one of your teammates' army too? They mentioned that last Wednesday.
Oh, did they? Okay. I know we joked about it, but I didn't think I was going to get taken up on the offer.
Yeah, I think someone did.
Oh, okay. C'est la vie.
You'll probably have some faux Malifaux to paint pretty soon.
Oh, that could be. yeah. Anything for the Black Mamba. All right. Let's get to the news. First up, we have some new releases, and as always, after that, we'll follow up with our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. New releases this week, we have first from Skullforge Scenix, Fantasy Combat Gauge.
So this is a really small product. I just like the idea because it's more thematic. We see a lot of combat gauge done in either acrylic or some are in wood, I think, and with all kind of shapes, but they stand out on the table. They're not exactly pleasing to the eye. So what Mr. Hawkins did, he did one that do half an inch, 1 inch, and 3 inches. And there's a notch on the side too. But instead of just being plain, it's sculpted resin. Well, but it's cast in resin. It's sculpted to be look like a planks with a scroll on it with all scribing. And the notch on the wood on the side are your mark for your measuring. So you can paint it and either leave it on your table or put it on the side of one of your building with a magnet if you're not using it. And it fits right in with your thematic table. So I find the idea quite amusing, and it's super cheap at $4.
Yeah, it's really nicely detailed if you look at it. The wood detail is really, really gorgeous. You know, it's got the 40K / fantasy scroll on the front with complete with the skull at the top, because
and the writing we see on the picture is sculpted in. You don't have to paint that.
Yeah, exactly. So this thing will take to washes and basic painting skills like a boss. Some dry brushing, some washes, you've got something that looks pretty good. And like you said, for the price, was it $4 US?
Yeah, $4 US.
Yeah, so $5.27 Canadian on Etsy. It's hard to go wrong. All right. Next up, Victoria Miniatures, Sandor Radhounds.
So one of the things we know Victoria Miniatures for the most are our alternate Imperial Guard regiments. So this one is of a guy in long trench coats with shotgun-like weapon and gas mask. There, I don't remember. Selvar Rad Dogs or something that the official Game Workshop 1 squad was called?
I have no idea. I don't know this.
Something Chem Dogs. I don't remember exactly, but they're
Was some of the Chem Dogs. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
I just don't remember the planetary name for it. But it's an equivalent of that. So you have guys with long coats and gas mask, full probably fighting in a poisonous or dangerous atmospheres. So, a nice kit. There's all the equipment buyable separately, but there is also what we link to is the 10-man squad.
Yeah. So, it's the Savlar Chemdogs is the 40K. Savlar,
yeah.
And they're a Penal Legion.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and as always, Victoria's models look super cool. And you get a lot in that squad package for $45 US.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to just customize it, you can buy separately. And there are so many different way and so many different legs, torso, weapons, heads, every accessories you can want. You can build whatever type of Imperial Guard regiment you would like.
Yeah, it's very cool. And her miniatures are usually gorgeous, like super nicely cast.
Yes.
Victoria Lamb does good stuff. All right. Next up, Maximini.eu, Orkenstein's Monster.
So this is their Halloween limited edition release. Last year we bought the Goblin Van Vampire Goblin. Order. Yeah, Hunter, the Van Goblin. So this time it's a Norkified monster with the electric nodes on his back and a pumpkin.
under his arm. This could be Signar.
Yeah, it could be. It's a mix of Signar and orcs. That's Yom
there.
That's
100% Yom.
And you can say that the two paws in the back are kind of bunny ears. So yeah, you get everything for Yom there.
If it had bunny ears, it would be perfect.
Yeah. I'm sure we could modify the cap to be the top of his head because it's scalped and stitched back. So it could be a bunny scalp. That's possible. So this is a limited edition release for Halloween, so you can order it until the November 14th. So you don't have a lot of time, about a week left, so yep. Don't wait.
And €5.99 euros.
Oh yeah,
it's a good deal for what it is.
They're affordable, for sure.
All right, next up, Mirko Collectibles, Ungor the Ogre.
So this is a bust, a 1/10 bust, so pretty big. Stand about at 12 centimeters, so a bit, almost 5 inches of an ogre carrying a giant axe and the head of something, a human probably, or a barbarian. Not too sure.
I'm looking for a close up. I can't really find one, but it's definitely a head. I can tell you that.
Yeah. So, nice big bust, brutish, kind of full of warts and scars.
Yeah, different, if you want to get your monster painting on.
So, yeah. A lot of different texture to work on.
Mm-hmm. And a pretty affordable price for its size, $48 US for something that big. I know it sounds like a lot, but I was actually looking at a lot of smaller busts last week, actually, for some painting projects, comparable pricing. So I think for the size of this thing, $48 is pretty reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's going to start shipping in December, so it's pre-order exactly. Right now.
Yeah, and the shipping is free right now. I don't know if it's international or just in the US, as their holiday special.
All right, next up, Scale 75. Brian Bearson and Mary Reed.
So they have three releases and not just two, and you'll know why soon. So Brian Bearson is a 75-millimeter scale dwarf, fighter coming with a sword and an axe in his hands and a shield on his back. So it's the classic adventurer, comes with a bedroll in his back. So nicely sculpted.
Yeah, very nicely detailed. The paint job they have on the all the models, gorgeous too.
Oh yes,
their studio job.
So, and the other one, Mary Reed. There are two versions of her. So there is the 75-millimeter scale, like the dwarf just mentioned, but there's also a bust version of the same model at 1/12 scale. It's the same basis, but she doesn't have a pistol in her hand in the bust version.
She actually can.
Oh, there's an alternate?
Yeah, okay, you have two hands. You have one who's holding, I think, a fruit, and the other one is holding the pistol.
Oh, yeah, I see that now. And the parrot is also optional.
Not really.
No, I agree.
I mean, you could do it wrong and not put the parrot in. But.
Yeah, so two different version of the same mini. Depending on what you want to paint.
And it's a lovely miniature. Both the bust and the full mini is really cool. Not cheap. I mean, the, what are the prices here? So
the bust is 33 euros, so it comes out to about the same price as the Augur bust.
Yeah. The model is 41.30 euros, so a bit more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bruin is 33 euros.
Yeah. The dwarf is smaller, so.
Yeah. Absolutely. So. They're not cheap. I wouldn't say they're overpriced either.
No,
they're definitely a good value for the quality of the miniature. Absolutely. All right. What do we got next? Mom miniatures. Géant.
Did I write it in French?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a giant. There's nothing special there.
I thought maybe the model's name was Géant. So I'm like, okay.
No. It's a Spanish company, so I have no idea why I switched to French.
Gigante in the notes. Is the Spanish word, right?
So it's a giant. It's a fantasy giant to go with your ogres or your orcs. Or even Chaos has some metals. Metal parts to him, metal armor, so it would fit with different armies. Like most of the mom miniature stuff, it's pretty cheap. It's 20 euros.
Yeah.
The model is 110 millimeter high, so just over 4 inches. Comes with this 50 by 75 millimeter base. So a standard size for a giant. So
standard size for GW.
Yeah. They're all, ninth age models now. All their stuff is for ninth age.
It's a cool looking giant. The face is a little strange. Not in a bad way, and I don't know if it's because that was the way the artist painted it. But it's got some like kind of strange forehead thing going on.
The skin all extended on the side.
It's like they cut its skin and put horn.
The horns are kind of
shoved through. You went
to extreme ear piercings.
Piercings, yeah. It just looks kind of weird, and the way the painting is done, it really accentuates the kind of distended skin on the face, so it really stands out. So yeah, our Géant is. It's kind of funky looking. I also have no idea why I pronounced it the way I did when I read it. I was all confused because I was trying to read it in English and I realized it had an accent in it and I made it feminine. But anyway, that was the strangest anglicization of a French word I have ever done. Or right up there anyway. Next up. Did we go over the price on that one actually? I don't know if I covered
20
that.
Euros. We mentioned it already.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I was too busy trying to figure out what was going on with his ears. All right. Next up in the last part of our first section is Knight Models new releases.
So they have a lot of them. We won't go through everything. So we mentioned a couple of weeks ago that the new edition was available to download. So in the new releases, there is the soft cover printed version of the book. There is also a new expansion, which is the Book of Magic that you can either get in a comic format to get with the cards, or you can also download it from their download section. And after that, there is a bunch of miniatures. So there's in their new resin plastic material. So Constantine, Zatanna, Batgirl, Jason Blood, and the Demon. Two-Face Gang Star Set.
Yeah.
The Enchantress.
Nightfall Batman.
Nightfall Batman, which was the next.
And Red Sun.
Another variant of Red Sun. But the first one in this new miniature material. That one is limited, and you get one for free for every order of 100 euros or more. I don't know if the model is limited or it's just that the offer that's limited, though. I haven't read that much into it. And there's also a Riddler crew.
So what happens is...
crew. There's a lot of new releases.
So a Red Sun, I don't think, is available to order by himself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get one Red Sun for free for every order of 100 euros while stock lasts. So don't delay.
And there are other releases. You either go to their Facebook page or look in the notes. We'll have a link straight to the specific post with all the releases. There are like 16 news items this week. So
tons of stuff. All right. So let's get to the Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. And one I'm sure everyone's heard of. First up this week, Mantic Games, Kings of War Vanguard, a fantasy skirmish game.
The name says it all. It's a skirmish variant for Kings of War. So they are funding both the rulebook and also the two-player starter set that comes with it. Comes with two factions, a set of Basilians, that's an existing faction for them, and the other are the Night Stalkers, which I think are not a playable faction in the main game yet, or there may be a subset of one of their evil armies.
I think Malifaux really needs to do something to keep everyone from trying to rip off their ideas. It's like Mantic was like, wow, we've run out of GW stuff to rip off. Let's, sorry, I shouldn't say rip off. That makes it sound very negative. And I hold no ill will towards Mantic. I think we need people making compatible models to keep other companies in check.
Yeah.
So I think it's Ronnie Orr's product. But yeah, it's like, we've run out of ideas. Let's look at another company. Oh, you know, Privateer Press did the Grimkin. That kind of stole the Malifaux theme and worked. Let's do our take on it. So it's night scary monster things. There's a scarecrow looking thing. There's a bunch of wicked looking monsters. Things with all kinds of claws and teeth. You know, the usual scary stuff.
Yeah. They're cool ideas. The box comes with the objective in their terrain crate format. The new material, well, not new material, but their new sets of terrain. And there's also a lot of terrain objective, fences, debris, all kinds of battlefield stuff you'll need. Also available in add-ons. One thing I could say is that the minis look sharp.
Very different from what we've seen in the past.
Especially the Basilians. They are really nice. They're not like multi-pose basic plastic troopers. They're really heroes and
The really
standout models.
Look really nice. And in the Kings of War range, the Basilians look nice, but their details are a bit shallow. Like, they don't look as clean as these guys do, like, as well-defined.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. And I think all the terrain and stuff is an awesome value, just like we've seen in the past from their other Kickstarters. Like when they did the Mars Attacks and you bought all the city stuff for Pulp City. You know, these things look awesome. Like, I'm looking at one piece that looks, it's screaming a blacksmith's goal for Guild Ball. and all the scatter terrain.
Multiple of those could be used. Like, there's kind of one that looks kind of monolith, which could work for hunters. There's a chest with gold.
Union, like, right?
Fit union, so.
There's a, looks like a bag of, like a pile of food and stuff. I mean, you totally got things that could work for lots of different guilds. The barricades and stuff could totally work for Age of Sigmar, Ninth Age, Privateer Press, War Machine, Company of Iron, etc. It's a lot of good value, as always, from Mantic. So let's look at the actual numbers here. So the rulebook pledge is $30. The Vanguard pledge is $85, and the two-player set is $85. So estimated delivery is 1 year from now, basically November 2018. And they are fully funded. I'm not sure when this Kickstarter started.
Last week, I think, just after we released the show.
Okay, so a bit of a slow start for a Mantic Kickstarter. They were looking for $75,000. They are currently at $86,641 with 10 days left to go. So the Kickstarter has fully funded, and the project will be complete on Friday, November 17th, 2017. All right. Moving along, we have next up is Studio Level, The Bantam Alley, Wargaming Terrain Extras.
This is a line of risen terrain set for a post-apocalyptic city. So scattered terrain, tiles, you can do a whole board with their stuff, and there is a ton of different accessories you can get. So if you are interested in that style or that genre, post-apocalyptic, that fits, go take a look. You have all kinds of stuff.
There's, oh my god, yeah, it's pages pipes, of...
There's air conditioners to go and destroy buildings, or wreck electronics, there's trash cans, gas pumps, the list just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have destroyed size battlefield like tiles to do a terrain board that goes up to 6x4, so you can do a full table.
And it's 6x4, and every tile is unique.
Yep. Yeah, it's six. The tiles are 2x2, so you get 6 different tiles.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. All right. So let's look at their pledge levels here. Well, there's a bunch of different pledge levels. So entry-level pledge starts at $29 and gets you... $27. And that's their urban barricade, 3 urban-style barricades system. And then after that, you keep expanding up and adding more and more to your package. I mean, I think the really good deals start at the 48-pound pledge level, where you get the barricades, you get some wrecks... wrecked vehicles, you get 20% discount on anything else you buy, and then access to the add-ons, and lifelong gratitude, which is not to be underestimated. all right, so they are looking for 14,500 British pounds. They're currently at 2,860. So they got a long way to go, but there's still 18 days left on the Kickstarter. I'm not sure when it started. But there's plenty of time for them to hit their goal. And if they hit their goal, they will be fully funded on Saturday, November 25th, 2017. Next up, Bad Roll Games, Punk Apocalyptic, Fifth Reich Faction.
You have me right there. I don't know if it's Fifth or V Reich. And the video, for once, I listened to the video just to be sure, and they don't mention the name, they just write it. So... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't sure. Like, I saw it. I was like, oh, I was going to say V-Reich. And then I'm like, well, maybe that's supposed to be a Roman numeral. There's no bar on the top and bottom. But then again, there's no font with that easily accessible, is there?
Yeah, it's a sans-serif font. So there's no top. That's for sure. That goes with that font. It's the Kickstarter font anyway, so they couldn't change it. So I don't know. It might be the Fifth Reich. It might be the V, right? Who knows? But it's a new faction for Punk Apocalyptic, which are kind of a Nazi or at least German-inspired, and goes right in with the game. It's Punk Apocalyptic. It's post-apocalyptic Nazis. That's it. Troopers, some strange morph creatures that get tested on them, or well, mutant, probably not creatures, but mutants and humans were sadly.
And of course, like the Nazis, they're doing their crazy experimentation. Yeah. So there's like a poster of a female doctor, quote unquote,
yeah.
With a big cleaver and like part of an arm in a hand and a monstrosity behind her.
Mm-hmm.
So
she's the medic.
Yeah, she looks like it.
Nice, some really cool poses. Nice stuff. The Pokemon minis are really good usually, so.
I like a lot of the character. I mean, I'm not into post-apocalyptic, but I can truly admire their sculpts. They've got some really neat designs and some nicely crafted miniatures. All right, so what do we have here for pledges? So you can, entry-level pledge is €8, gets you any of the, I guess, the smaller normal-sized miniatures. the bigger guys go to are 9 euros instead of 8. And then I guess the first real pledge, quote unquote, is the $50 level, which gets you a 6 miniatures, and some exclusive items and some unlocked extras.
Just a small correction: cool. It's 50 euros and not dollars, so people are not expecting.
Oh, did I say dollars? Yeah. Sorry. Did I say euros for the first one?
I have not catched you. I'm not sure.
My bad. Hopefully. All right. So let's look at the hard numbers here. So they're looking for 12,000 euros. They're currently at 16,342 euros, so they've fully funded with 7 days left to go. So barring something out of the ordinary and unforeseen, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on Tuesday, November 14th, 2017. And that is that for this week, Antoine.
Yes, it is.
We've made it through another list.
A shortish list, but a nice, nice
content. Items. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And for once this week, I don't have to... Okay, I was going to say, I'm not even tempted to spend money. That's not really true. This is a dangerous job we do, Antoine.
Job might be overselling it.
Well, you know what I mean. It's a dangerous hobby we have. If we were
paid to do it, we could buy and afford those minis.
That's true. Well, I mean, it's not that we can't afford a couple miniatures a week if we wanted to. It's just that we shouldn't afford a couple miniatures a week, no matter how much we want to.
Yeah.
All right, Antoine. I will let you go, and I'll see you next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to unitedgeeksnetwork.com, where you will find Who, What, Why, a game design podcast, a podcast that talks about the ins and outs of game design with game designers. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at unitedgeeksnetwork.com.